an addicting game that's fun for all. I really want to be a pickleball star. Some say I can't, they say it's too hard. Oh yeah, pickleball. Of all the racket games, it's the most fun of all.
Who is that singing?
I don't know who that guy is singing. But yeah, I just found it, and there's a few other ones that
I
haven't time
I thought
to get
maybe
to.
It was you.
No, I wish it was, but I'm like the world's worst singer. There's many talents I have, any one of them. Not at all. Anyway, this is Pickle Chat, and we have Kitty.
Hi.
We have Donna.
Hello.
And we got the other guy sitting over here, but we don't know why he's here.
Yeah.
But anyway, Pickle Chat, we're today. I think we're going to get into a little bit about stats and what's coming up and who's played and what's going on. And as always, every week we want to try and pick up a little bit more about the rules and regulations and, you know, little tips on the game. So, all right, let's take all that away. And so what's been going on? There was a little local tournament recently.
Haunted Halloween.
Haunted Halloween.
Right through Halloween.
I volunteered and was a court monitor for it.
I heard you did a great job,
Thank you. Well, Kathy helped me. So.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to see a lot of action, a lot of play. I think I volunteered 3.5 level mixed doubles on Saturday. And then I was there Friday with Kathy, kind of shadowing her, learning the ropes.
So I was traveling up north. I didn't even get to see who won. Do you know who won any of the
Well, I
tournament?
Was there on Sunday for a brief time, and I watched Ricky and Drew play. This would be 5.0 19 plus men doubles.
Nice. That must have been a good
one
to
watch.
Oh my gosh.
Ricky did a couple Ernies. It was like awesome to watch.
Seriously? Wow.
That was great. And that Drew kid, holy.
I don't know him.
I played him once at Cooper Street maybe 8 months ago. We beat the best indoor players there that day because that kid is phenomenal. He's 19 years old.
Wow. So they won.
Oh yeah, they won.
Nice.
It was really fun to watch because, you know, Ricky's my instructor.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you know he's good because of, you know, the drills he's given you and how he plays with you and interacts with you. But when you see him in a tournament, man, it is like crazy good, crazy good.
Well, obviously watching a 5.0 level is the best to watch because they're, you know,
and
the top of their class.
Yeah, and I watched some 4.0 females. One was from Washington State. I don't know where the other one was from. They played some good games, too. I don't recall the names of the people that won. But oh, and Renee and Karen won. They played on Friday. You know Renee, who we played with.
I know
and
Renee,
Karen.
But Karen who?
Karen and Eddie.
Okay.
You know
so
who
they
she
won
is
their
with the long, dark hair?
Yep.
They won bronze medal in the women's 3.0.
Nice.
So that was very cool. It was their first time playing in a tournament. It was the first time Karen's, you know, Karen is a pretty new player.
She
took a bronze medal.
Wow, that's great. I actually sought Renee out the other day to play with her just because you said you enjoy playing with her. I want to see what Kitty what Kitty's talking about here. So I played with her.
Yeah, she's a good blocker, isn't she? Don't you think?
Well, see, I didn't play with her. I played in a foursome.
I
ended up being opposed to her. So
I see.
And I think we did win. But
I love her accent. Louisville. Louisville. Her and Mark are from Louisville.
Yeah.
You hear all kinds of accents on the court.
Oh, yeah.
You got Boston.
I have
Donna.
My own.
You got Wisconsin. You got Louisville. Yeah, that's awesome. You can see people. You got the Canadian accent. That's a good one.
We don't remember people's names, but we remember their accents.
So, yeah, that was a great tournament. And then we got a really big one coming up.
Right, the World Pickleball Championship. Actually, I actually spent a fair amount of time with a woman that's set up. The sign-up genius has come out for that tournament. It's December 27th through the 30th. And this is going to be something awesome for this area. They've blocked out hotels because there'll be pros here. And what's purse? There's a huge purse.
Oh, yeah, let me look at the purse. I got it up on the website now.
This is going to be something great to watch or to play
in
if you really want to go for that purse. But
yeah, if you go to pickleballglobal.com, I believe that's the local entity that is putting on this tournament.
Is there a fee to play in tournaments?
Oh, yeah.
That's how money's made.
Now, is there, like, if you just go to a pickleball court, can you play, or do you have to join a club or group? Or
certain ones you have to qualify. I don't know if this is a qualified tournament. Like when you play, like the pros right now that are playing out in Margaritaville in California, you have to qualify, and you have to register, and they have to pick you. And they look at other sanctioned tournaments that you played in, and they look at who you played and what your scores were, and then they decide if they're going to accept you in this tournament. Because they're looking for certain levels of play. Now, we should probably have somebody on as our guest or talk to somebody who's involved in this Pickleball Global.
Actually, that's a great idea. Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, to get some more ideas or tell us how this came to be and the details of this tournament, because it's being really hyped.
Did you find the purse? I think it's like $100,000 or something. It's something that makes you take a second look at. But pros will be coming from all over the world.
Now, where is this going to be?
It's going to be at the new Pickleplex Arena
in Punta Gorda.
Oh, it's going to be in Punta Gorda. So there's something. When is this coming up?
December 27th through December 30th this year.
At the Pickleplex
in
Southwest Florida.
Southwest Florida Pickleplex.
I think VIP tickets for all.
I'm not drinking today.
Yeah, but VIP tickets for all 4 days, because I went and looked yesterday, are $420.
Yeah, I think you can get a table of eight for like $1,400.
Right, right.
Which is crazy. Right. I figured I'll volunteer and I'll get first front row seats to see things just by helping
out.
So I signed up.
Sign me up on the volunteer. Show me how to do it, because I don't know how to sign up.
Okay, yeah. There's a sign-up genius out there that can be passed on to people. So it's just like we sign up for the other tournaments locally.
Okay. So, yes, Simone will be here, and Kyle Yates will be here. These are some of the best players in the world, and they live in Naples, in Fort Myers.
So, really?
Absolutely.
So, just to go back to your question about, is there a fee? So, there's always an entry fee for a tournament.
No, I'm not talking about a tournament. I just was kind of wondering, because for the tournaments, there's fees, but like if you just go to a pickleball court, you can just play, right?
Right. So they
And not always, but here, yes.
Right now, you can play. There's a certain court. Sometimes they get segregated off for training purposes, or obviously when there's a weekend of a tournament, then no one can play.
Right.
So there is there's some learning going on as far as the court times and their availability, but it's best for you to join one of your local pickleball clubs, because they are working
What's our local pickleball club here?
Peace River Picklers.
Yay.
Great club. Has like
over
700
members. Yeah.
700
right.
members.
So locally it's the Peace River Picklers.
Right.
And they have a website and all that. People can go and check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
and you pay to join.
Because I'm learning, how much is it to, is it a yearly membership or a monthly?
It's annual.
$15.
$15
for
a year.
Have you ever heard of a bigger bargain than that? I mean, $15?
So it's like $1.10 a month it costs to join.
It's just, it's not really for them to get rich on. It's really just to cover expenses for things that they're doing for the community. And it gives you an avenue to know what's going on.
Right.
In the pickleball world.
So you join the Peace River Picklers now, and do they use like local, like Gilcrest Park, or do they have their own pickleball courts yet, or what's the Peace River Picklers about?
Well, the biggest reason to join the Peace River Picklers, I mean, if you want to get...
If you want to get to know Kitty and Donna, you got to join. I mean, if you're not a member, you're just not.
I mean, the practical side is, first of all, they have their own tournaments, like the Haunted Halloween one was, and you can't play in the tournament unless you're a member. But you also get access to the portable nets. They give you a code over at Cooper. And if you're not a pickler, Peace River pickler, you don't know the codes to those nets, and you can't play there whenever you want. There's all other kinds of advantages, too. They have a newsletter every other month that Ginny and Sue do an excellent job on.
Really,
it's a great newsletter. It's called The Pickle Vine. Isn't that clever? The Pickle Vine every other month. What else, Donna, does the...
Well, so, we did have our regular group, Peace River Picklers, that met at Cooper Street in the indoor or outdoor courts. That's changed a little bit as of late, where the indoors run more by the county now. And the outdoor,
I didn't realize that.
I'm pretty sure that's the case. The outdoor is, I believe, still available for allocated slots. but also the county's managing that. And now Peace River Picklers is working with Pickleplex.
Right.
To get allocated court times and such. And that's when we do our free play right now.
Right.
And so we actually are working very closely with Pickleplex for our, we have 700 Peace River Picklers that then become volunteers to sponsor some help when they have tournaments that they're running.
Right.
Like the one we're talking about that's coming up in December. A lot of Peace River Picklers will be supporting that tournament just in a volunteer
sense. We're their volunteer base. We
Now, where's the tournament going to be held at?
At Pickleplex.
Pickleplex.
But this is not a Peace River Picklers tournament. This is a global pickleball entity.
And this is done at indoor pickleball.
Outdoor.
Really?
There's a beautiful facility.
You've never been to Pickleplex? Frank, come on. So we got to go down there and hit the ball.
I'm pickle-less. I can't tell you.
You're a pickle virgin.
He's too busy.
I don't. Vine hasn't started to grow. What can I say?
Let's not go there.
It ain't growing. So let's see. But so where is this Pickleplex place?
Airport Road.
On Airport Road.
It's on the, what's it called? Southwest Florida campus.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, the college campus.
College campus on the left when you're heading down.
Of course, it's on a college. It reminds me of my daughter, all that money so she can study Spanish dance and interpretive something. I'm like, really? Oh, let's pay all that money to go play pickleball. It's got to be out of college. Yes.
You know, they do have the college kids come over and play on the.
Yeah, I've seen them
play
over
on
there.
Certain courts.
Oh, they're going to be able to get credits for it.
Yeah,
it won't. It won't take long.
It's Phi-Ed, Frank. It's Phi-Ed.
It's physical education.
Yeah. Right.
I actually remember that in school. That's been a long time since I've heard that. Phys ed or whatever. I thought, yeah. Okay. So during these normal local tournaments, how do you go about? You're a member, you join the Peace River Picklers, and do they send out when they're going to get together, when they have court times, and then how do you get into the tournament?
So that's, again, the whole emphasis behind joining like a local league, like we both belong to Peace River Picklers, is to have an avenue to organized events like tournaments.
And social events, too.
And social events, too. And community events. So we get access by email of tournaments that are coming up. We also get access to tournaments that are outside Peace River Picklers through these same email blasts. So it's it's a way to communicate activities.
Right. And the league play. We forgot to mention league play. You know, the Picklers have their leagues that you can play on. We have about three leagues a week right now. They're 6 weeks long, and they're divided by age and skill level. And
skills and drills.
Skills and drills is another one that so far they're free, although I was told that may change.
But, you know, it's a lot of community things to get new people to play pickleball.
Exactly.
All right.
I should mention here that Donna is the volunteer coordinator for the Peace River Picklers, which is a huge job.
So we're trying to
herd the cats.
So we're trying to work in harmony with Pickleplex for tournament both support and management.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I'm trying to help up with is the Sign Up Genius that actually gets sent via a link to not only the 700 and some odd Peace River Picklers, but also the pickleball community at large through Pickleplex and other. We've been talking about putting a link in the newspapers, for example.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's all about really getting the word out quickly. So they started with us, and we've used our membership base to try to help support events.
All the tournaments.
Another person who does the radio shows here in Studio F is Josh Olive from the Waterline Magazine. And he always has the upcoming events. So you can always call Josh and get your tournaments broadcast out that way.
Yeah.
Because he's in the Waterline, and you know, a lot of outdoor people read that.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's
that's
a lot
great
of
idea.
There's a lot of anglers that also play pickleball.
As I do.
Yes.
Yep. So
I agree.
Yep.
But no, you can get a hold of Josh Olive. I'll give you his phone number,
okay, and cool. Good idea.
Can put it in the upcoming events.
I think there's a lot of more avenues and possibilities for promotion of the Picklers. But you know, it's a volunteer based organization, and there's over 700 people, and you know.
Okay, who's the one you look forward to competing with the most?
You mean an individual?
Or a team. Who's the one that you really look forward to competing with?
Donna. Because she says she beats me every time. Not true.
Oh, I know that's not true.
I know. I don't know. I mean, I like playing with people that are just a little better than me. Even maybe more than a little. And when I play against them and I beat them, I feel really good about myself.
Yeah. Well, it helps you pick your game up. But, you know, Kathy was saying to me the other day, and it's so true, when you play with someone new that isn't as good as you are, because you're trying to help them love it as much as you do, you can learn by practicing certain skills while you're playing with them,
exactly.
Like targeting where you're going to hit the ball, practicing on maybe a fancy shot that you don't get to do in a game. So
it's
you can
true.
Always...
What's a fancy shot called? What's the name of a fancy
one.
Shot?
What's actually, mine? One of your best shots, I think, is when people are sort of positioned at the fault line of the kitchen, you, right after the serve, usually hit a fast shot to the sideline that no one can get at quickly. And that's been one you keep coming up with over and over again.
Yeah. Well, it's fun to perfect your shots. You know, I mean, when they work, they're great, right? But, yeah, what you say is true. Kathy's talked to me about that, like the third shot drop. That's a great one to practice with newbies.
That's
you know?
A perfect one.
Right. And I didn't understand the third shot drop for a long time. But then I had a conversation with Ricky about it, and now I get it. You know, why it's a good shot to do. Third shot drop, Frank, that's when you're serving.
Okay.
And
I thought that was the third shot, and I dropped. That was like after my third shot, and I fell down.
No. That can happen. But no, you know, you hit to your opponents, they hit it back. Now it's the third shot, and you try to drop it real easily right over the net into the kitchen.
A little droopy drop thing. Yeah, so you just get a loop over the net?
Yeah, just a little bit over the net. Now it forces them to come to the net, and it starts a dinking game. It starts playing a soft game.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
You know what we said in volleyball? A small dink is hard to get up. Just saying.
Nice.
So we're going to do a droopy drop to get a dink going.
A third shot drop. Right?
Oh, a third shot drop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Droopy drop.
Droopy drop.
Okay. So we got a third shot drop to get a dink going. And what's the average dink?
How many times?
Well,
a dink is a really, really soft shot right over the net, not too high, just low over the net. You aim for about 6 to 12 inches above the net to hit your dink. Gravity will put it right down next to the net. Closer it is to the net on your opponent's side, the better dink it is. And then they return to you. You go back and forth, back and forth. And the thought is, the strategy is, you wait until they return it to you a little too high. And then you can take the slam.
Or if they just hit it a little too low and they lose it because they hit the net.
Oh, they hit the net, right.
So the shorter the dink, the better the dink.
Generally speaking, that's true. But yeah, a low short dink.
Gotcha.
Low is important.
Don't want a high soft dink.
No.
No.
That'll cause problems.
Right.
Okay.
That we won't go into here. This is pickleball chat, right?
Pickle chat. I get that. Okay. It is amazing. So to get out of a dink, is it a slam or, you know, a really hard shot, usually the way a dink will end?
Well, it ends, that's one way. The other way is if the person hitting over the net hits into the net.
Right, or if you hit
into
the net.
So they can either hit it too high.
Your dink doesn't go over.
Or they hit it too low.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so is... I don't believe I'm going to say this. Who's your favorite person to dink with?
Okay.
Getting a little personal, Frank.
I'm just sitting here going, DFM. I know I wanted to ask the question, but I didn't know how to phrase it.
I don't know. I mean, I like to dink with people who are good dinkers. The best dinkers I like dinking with. I love the cross dink where you do cross
shots.
Who's
a really good dinker?
I think I would say Ginny. Ginny and Doug together.
Yeah.
Encourage that. You can see every game they're in, they try to force that dinking game. I love watching them.
And that's a great strategy. You watch the pros play, 75% of their game will be dinking.
So
75%. Yeah. It takes accuracy. It takes poise. It takes patience. It takes skill.
That's my problem, damn it.
It takes skill. Well, they always say in pickleball, be patient. And it's true because your tendency, especially when you first start playing, is to go after that ball.
Slam it.
And go after it fast instead of waiting for it to drop, looking at your ball, looking at your paddle, and hitting it over where they're not.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's really kind of interesting. So basically what you're saying is the longer somebody's been playing in the game, the more likely they're into dinking.
Yes.
And the newbies come in, they're more the crashers, the slammers.
Exactly.
They're trying to do tennis, not pickleball.
That's really good.
And I will say, at the risk of getting, you know, some flack, men tend to be bangers. We call them bangers.
Okay.
Where they just don't see that they're good at hitting the ball hard and long for the most part. You know, I read recently that when you play with a banger, let them go out. So many times we play a ball that is banged at you, whereas if we step out of the way, it'll go out. And they said that'll teach the bangers to stop banging at you.
Yeah. It's true.
And, you know, really there's not a lot of finesse with banging. It takes power. But it doesn't take a lot of finesse like a good dink does.
Power.
Yeah, exactly.
although that power sometimes is the outcome of a good dink.
Absolutely.
Because a good dink that goes bad.
Well, there's a place for the power. That's right. A good dink gone bad. That sounds like the name of a book. Or a song.
There's the dinker.
Oh, there it is. Yes. Jaws.
Well, that would be, you would think it, in order to win, like with Jaws, he's got lots of power, he's going to go after you. But it's really, if you're going to win, avoid
finesse,
that.
Strategy, shot positioning.
Okay. Let's see. So, is there, do you guys know who you're going to be playing next? Or is it, do you sign up to go against people ahead of time?
Well, if I haven't played a tournament in a long time. When you play in a tournament, you find out the day of, don't you, who you're going to play?
Right.
Yeah. But when we go to rec play, social play, no. I mean, people just, they tend to stay in a certain group, you know, whereas, like, people of similar levels tend to play with each other. I mean, that's, people have been complaining at Pickleplex that they go there early in the morning. Someone complained to me the other day, and some of the higher skilled players wouldn't let them play. You know, they didn't get off the court and say, hey, you want to join us? They just kept playing, even though they were waiting and waiting. So you do see some of that. And, you know, I mean, let's face it. It's more fun to play with someone who's of your skill or higher. But, you know, you have to remember where you came from.
Yeah. And when, when you're going for free play, you're going to get all levels.
Right.
So you do tend to put your paddles up with someone that you want to play with.
Right, you do.
So the protocol, for example, over here at Pickleplex, is they have a holder on the fence for you to line up your paddles. And the protocol is you put four paddles together and line them up in a row. And when a court becomes available, the front forward four paddles go out to play.
Right.
So obviously, if I want to play with Kitty, I grab her paddle and say, Kitty, let's get ours up there. And we'll pick a couple people to play with and we paddle up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're pretty much got our paddles up against the wall, and we're getting ready to go on to the next game here.
Happy dinks, everyone.
This is Pickle Chat, and that's Kitty, amazing, and this is Donna, aggressive. Oh, man, what was that?
Did I do that?
No, I don't know. It's just randomly happening. I don't know what's going on with all this. But anyway, thanks for listening with us. And on behalf of Kitty and Donna and Picklers, We'll see you on the, or talk to you on the next show.
So long.
Till the next time.